have seen the dark shadows moving in the woods, and I have no doubt that whatever I have resurrected through this book is sure to come calling for me.
David, you look absolutely terrific, honestly. You've got like glue on.
This is where the worst begins. This is where we must stop. For beyond is the work of madness. The nightmare of insane murder. And lingering death. Get inside and lock your doors. Close your windows. Someone is watching you. Someone is waiting for you. Someone wants to scare you to death.
This is Albert from the Tuesday Show. You're listening to the goddamn Dave Hill Show, now on a flipping Monday.
And to that I say, no, you're an angel witch. Thank you. I nailed it. Hello. Hi. How are you? I'm incredible. Thank you so much for asking. And thank you for joining us once again for the Dave Hill Good Time Hour. Now in its 7 millionth exhilarating year. No, how old is it? It's a year. I guess if you mix Dave Hill's podcasting incident, which morphed into the goddamn Dave Hill Show on WFMU, which in turn went back to Dave Hill's podcasting incident, which in turn went back to the goddamn Dave Hill Show as a live stream show. And then in turn, is now the Dave Hill Good Time Hour.
Final form.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes no. People, sometimes I question, I'm like, hey, why is it hard to figure out what the name of my podcast is and where people can find it? And then I think maybe changing the name every 6 months is part of the problem. I don't know.
Does that mean we're due for an update?
Yeah. What do you guys think? And I pose this question to you, boy criminal Chris Gersbeck and New Jersey chicken rancher Dez. What I'm just thinking out loud here, this is off the dome. Sassy time. Come on, let's do it. That's the full name. Hmm. Hey, did you tune into Sassy Time? Come on, let's do it this week. It's a really strong episode. Dave finishes a sentence in this one. It's good.
I say go one way or the other, but not both. Either sassy time.
How about or just sassy?
There was a magazine called Sassy.
Oh, I remember.
Speaking of sassy, I need to remember to get the... We have an incredible guest jumping into the breach tonight. I say jumping into the breach. Because I just happened to be texting with her today, and I was like, hey, come on the show tonight. I thought we had another guest as well, but I don't think that's the case, because I've not heard back. Just to give you a window into how the show comes together when I book guests. Not very well. But anyway, my dear friend Jesse Paris-Smith is going to be joining us shortly, a favorite of the show, a favorite of people all over the world. She is also going to be joining me. I don't know if I mentioned this on the program enough times, because there are still a few tickets left. July 23rd, I'm performing at, you guessed it, City Winery in New York City. And I'm doing a long... You might dare, I guess the word is headliner, they say. But I don't like, you know, I'm a man of the people. I don't like things like, hey, the main attraction, headline. But it's my show, basically.
It's okay to come out on once in a while.
But because I fear being alone, I have invited my friends Jesse Paris-Smith, Caitlin Cook, and Jim Tooser. They're each going to do
oh, nice.
Shorter sets. And then I'm going to come out and overstay my welcome for a very long time. I'm going to tell jokes. The second time I said jokes, I meant to put air quotes around that. And because it's really debatable whether I tell any jokes, I guess.
Yeah.
In the standard form. Stories, I have those. Stories also, that's meant with air quotes. I'm going to rip some guitar solos. Those would be amazing. We all know it. And I'll sing a few songs.
When is that? July 23rd?
I'm glad you asked. Yes, it's Friday, July 23rd, a week from this Friday. Why? What, do you have something else to do?
No, I was saying, ooh, Friday, I want to come.
It's a Friday night. Yeah, it's coming fast and hard. It is roughly...
Is there room on the guest list, or do I have to get a ticket?
There is, but I'm not crazy about leaving you on, putting you on the guest list.
Support the arts.
No, I could put you on the guest list. Tickets aren't that expensive. No, I'll leave you a ticket. You and Dez are perma guest list with me.
The one time I bought tickets because I didn't want to bother you, you then chastised me on this show for buying a ticket.
I know, but this time I wouldn't, just because, you know, I need the money. No, I'll leave you tickets. But July 23rd, if you're within 500 miles of New York City, your attendance is mandatory.
I guess that includes you.
Yeah, you should come.
City's a long way away now, man.
Oh, fuck off. No, it's not. Where do you live? Like 45 minutes?
What time you go on?
Whenever. I don't know. I think the show starts at 8, so I'll be on at 8:45, and I'll be done before 10. And then...
You validate then, parking? Because if I can park close...
I think it might have valet parking. I have no idea.
No, validate. Can you validate parking?
Oh, will I personally validate parking?
I mean, can you at least introduce me to somebody who might? I don't know. Then, I mean, it helps.
I mean, you're not taking a meeting somewhere, I don't think. I think you're on your own, but, you know, whatever. For you, yeah, whatever parking costs you.
All right.
Hey, we got a super chat here already.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot.
Breaking.
Let me, I cannot stress enough, I still have not figured out how to access the super chat money.
It's a great way to save cash. That way.
Dave, I came for the riffs and stayed for the chat. Oh, no, it says, I came for the riffs and stayed for the chat. This is from Spot Center. Dave, I need the link for that sweet antique blue white print pantsuit that you wore in early pandemic. You know, you're referring to, and then I'm going to get back to plugging the show at City Winery, which I will do for a solid half hour. That pantsuit I had custom made, the blue and white one. Now, let me be clear. During the pandemic, it was a stressful time for all of us, right? Horrible time for many. Stressful at the very least. One way I thought of trying to get through it was by wearing pantsuits and only pantsuits for the entirety of the pandemic and maybe moving forward. And I did. So I bought two jumpsuits. And then I was like, I want to see if I can. Anyway, go to, I'm going to tell you, annaherman.com. AnnaHerman. She's an amazing designer in Montana. And she makes all this cool stuff for men and women out of like repurposes fabric primarily. So it's eco-conscious. But I said, hey, can you make me a jumpsuit if I send you? So I sent her the fabric. That's the long and short of it. But you too can do that, Spot Center. I think I went to fabric.com, I want to say, to find the fabric. And then I sent it to her. And she made me the jumpsuit. So there. It's custom, though. It's the only one of its kind. Not to brag.
Speaking of, I bought one of your tote bags. over the weekend.
You did. Thank you. Oh, by the way, yeah, as long as we're just plugging all sorts of things. Thank you, Chris. My clothing line, Bunny, thebunnyshops.com, that I do with Corey Santillan, we have tote bags now, and they're priced to move. Oh, you're not ready to commit to a full dress? Or maybe you're a guy and don't want a dress? Or maybe you're a guy who does want to. We have tote bags, and the price point is much lower, as they say in the industry. I don't even have one of those yet. Do you have yours yet, Chris?
No, I ordered it yesterday, or Sunday.
Oh, it'll be coming fast and hard, let me tell you.
Yeah,
I ordered it yesterday. It'll be coming fast and hard, because our shipping department, which I have nothing to do with, is very efficient. It's really one person. It's literally one person.
Yeah.
I hate to... A lot of people think, Dave, you're a major international celebrity. Surely your clothing line is a massive staff working, sweating away. It's literally two people, and I'm one of them.
Yeah.
We have robes coming out in a couple weeks.
They're like surprised to find out how simple certain operations are, you know?
Well, because they think, you know, isn't it... whatever level of celebrity you are, when you get into fashion, when you're an entertainer, if I can call myself that by broad definition, people assume, fashion line, what are you, Sean P. Diddy Combs? What are you, Reese Witherspoon? Who else? Liam Gallagher has one. His is really good, actually. It's all stuff that I would wear.
Chrissy Teigen had one, but I think Target got rid of all of it.
Kathy Lee is the queen of them all.
Kathy Lee, Jacqueline Smith. Target got rid of Chrissy Teigen's clothing line? Why? Because of her antics?
Her bullying. I guess she used to bully people.
Yeah.
And they said, we want no part of this.
Yeah, not a good look.
So Chrissy Teigen's like, oh my gosh. Instead of having tens and tens of millions of dollars, I will just have tens of millions of dollars. How will I get along in life? No, I shouldn't make light of it. I'm sure it's stressful. I have not, since I'm not on Twitter, I have heard of Chrissy Teigen's. She bullied people in the past, and now it's coming back to haunt her.
Well, she's going all in, I guess, on, you know, taking a stance against bullying. So now people who were bullied by her were like, what the
not so fast.
Yeah.
It started because she was all anti-bullying, and then everyone's like, wait a minute.
She got called on it. She bullied Danny D. Danny D.
She bullied Danny D?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? This is breaking.
He can call in if he wants.
Danny D, call in. The number, anyone can call in, 201-584-7071. This is how we're really going to get the ratings up, if we can really tap into the Chrissy Teigen scandal weeks after it happened.
Want to take a couple calls?
Yes. Spot Center, nah. Dave, my mom dyed my hair. And this isn't even a super chat. It's just fascinating. My mom dyed my hair in 1982 as my tribute to K.K. Downing. But my buddies would tell me Glenn Tipton was more talented. But I dug K.K. until he got the curls. Referring, of course, to the dual lead guitar players in Judas Priest, the original ones. I like both those guys. I talked to KK Downing on the phone once, not to brag. He was on my WFMU show. I taped it ahead of time. Glenn Tipton, I said, hey, to once. And he back at me, he was like, hey. And I have met Rob Halford, and he was an absolute delight. I also read Rob Halford's book, and it's great. I read K.K. Downing's book as well.
K.K. Downing in like the original lineup of Judas Priest? Is he there the whole time? Because they started off obviously very different than how they ended up.
Yeah, I mean, he's there. You know, once the band was in place, yeah, he was... He is, you know, at least in his book, he takes credit for getting them decked out in metal, or not metal, leather, which I was, which I meant to say, changed, basically a defining look, then adopted by many other bands. Anyway, let's. Well, my point is, let's take some calls, and hopefully, I've been to Chrissy Teigen's house. I know I don't tell a lot of celebrity show business stories.
Did you break in, or was it?
She welcomed me into her home. I went to her house.
Was John Legend there too?
He was there. He was delightful. I went there with my friend Chris. He was like dropping something off, and I had emailed with her before, and. She was very nice. And then I went to their house. They were watching football. And they were very delightful people. Hung out for maybe an hour. And then I went up about my business.
The show so you do it.
I would say my experience has been quite the opposite. Because I've only had delightful times with Chrissy Teigen.
Carl, are you there?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Who's this? Hello, who's calling? What's your Chrissy Teigen story? What's that?
I don't have a Chrissy Teigen story.
That's okay.
Tony Hale from Bloomfield. I'm here with my girlfriend Danielle. She's watching the show tonight. How you guys doing?
Oh, thank you. Bloomfield where?
Bloomfield, New Jersey.
Oh, beautiful this time of year. And what's your name?
Great. It's great out right now. Antonio.
What's going on with you tonight, Antonio?
Yes. Nothing much. Hanging out here with my girlfriend, Danielle. I'm the one that won the dress giveaway.
Oh, you did? Oh, so did you?
Yeah. Yeah,
yes.
It was a dress giveaway online.
Nice. Did you give it to your girlfriend, Danielle?
I'm making him wear it. We're going to role play.
Hey, I'm all for it. Our dresses are for everybody.
We're gonna be at the show on Friday. We're excited.
On the 23rd.
The 23rd at City Winery. We'll be
City
there.
Winery. Excellent. Come on out. Thank you. Please come. It's gonna be a fun time. And yeah, one of you should wear the dress. Whoever
starts
decides.
At 8 or 9 o'clock.
I believe it starts at 8 o'clock. But you know what? I actually don't know. I'm just saying that. I think it might actually start at 9.
That would work better for me, I guess.
All right.
You would think I would have access to this information. Let's run a check in. I'm pulling it up. I should have a slicker operation. I should know where City.
I'm looking up Chrissy Teigen right now.
Oh. She's, I can't stress it enough. I don't know what these other experiences are, but she's always been delightful to me. Cannot stress it enough. Completely delightful.
Chris, Jazz, how you guys doing tonight?
Good, Antonio. Congratulations on the win.
Wait, what win?
Thanks.
You got the dress.
Oh, the win. I thought there was a sporting event all of a sudden. This is how easily distracted I am. I have the memory of a puppy. Okay.
There was a soccer game.
It was a win.
I was watching.
Big sports.
That's what.
I did win that. I was excited. Big sports. And they had Wimbledon final too. I wasn't too happy about that win, but it was all right.
Djokovic won, right? I believe. I heard people upset about that.
Yeah, he won. He won the last three sets.
Ran away with it. I wonder how it was for...
Yeah, ran away. I just started a new job today, guys.
Oh, congratulations.
What's the new job?
Yeah, I started selling wine for a wine importer.
No way. I love wine.
Day. Yeah.
You're going to love City Winery. It's crawling with wines. Wait, kind of
never been there. I'm excited to check it out.
Your show starts at 9:45 p.m.
It starts at 9:45. Oh, there it is. There's a picture of me.
So you're not going up till midnight.
They used a picture of you
in a bicycle helmet.
Yeah.
They put a lot of effort into that. They had another picture, and then they swapped it out. They swapped it out with
the photo that guy keeps using of you in Cleveland.
They had another photo, and now they have okay. And yeah, what time is it? The show's at 9 or something.
9:45.
Oh my gosh. Grandpa's, I'm going to have to drink some coffee. I'm looking at the website. Rhett Miller's there on the 21st.
I'm going to go. Yours, right?
He's a buddy of mine. I'm going to go see him.
He's going to be hanging out there all week.
I'm going to go see him. This is exciting. It's good that I'm finding in
for you guys before I let you go.
What's that?
Does anyone know what's going on with Don from Union Beach? Has he called in? I miss him.
Miss him too. I've not heard from Don from Union Beach at all.
Through this whole incarnation, there's been no Don. He stopped calling before, like, he kind of dropped off while we were still over there.
Yeah, you know,
Don from Union Beach. I miss that guy. Does anyone have his contact information? We should call him or something.
No.
I did have his number in my wallet, but I may have lost it. And when I say lost it, I mean actively threw it in the trash. No, just kidding. Just kidding. No, I hope he's out there. I hope he's doing well. I'm counting on it. Well, thank you so much.
He hasn't called in either.
Who hasn't?
Ing Dave
is, I think, watching, lurking, listening, but has not called in. Because I've talked to him, and he's like, oh, I've tuned in. So I don't know. You're reminding me I should call him. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Hope he's doing all right.
He's always great. He might tell you otherwise.
You think he's been vaccinated?
No way.
I don't think so. I don't think he's a big fan.
No shock.
Yeah, no shock there. All right. Well, thank you so much. We'll see you guys next Friday at City Winery, where I'm headlining.
At 9 p.m.
That's right.
9:45.
It's going to be wild.
We're bringing the thumbs up.
We're bringing thumbs up. Is that all right?
You're bringing thumbs up, so like the popular
the cola,
the number one cola of India. That would be amazing.
Hands in the fridge, ready to go.
Oh my! Please bring them. I would be super. You're reminding me. I need to order some thumbs up. It's time.
We got them for you.
Got them ready to go. I'll bring a couple cans.
Oh, I love you. Thank you so much.
All right, Dave, Chris, Dez, have a good night.
Good night, guys.
I'll keep watching.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. We'll see you next week. And congrats on the win.
We got a couple more lined up already. Hot night on the phone.
Oh, my gosh. This show. It's good. Hey. We got some heat on us.
Hello, you fine folks.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh. Is Elvira. This the pride of Minneapolis, Elvira? What's that?
It was amazing having Dick Cavett. Last week's show with Dick Cavett and Banksy as a musical guest. Brilliant.
I was actually, and this is not some improv based on your comment. I was literally at Dick Cavett's house. What's today? Monday? This past Thursday.
How about that?
That's how I roll.
How's he doing?
He's doing very well, thank you. He should say thank you. He's the best. I've decided I'm not holding back on celebrity friendships, celebrity hangs, or anything like that anymore. Because, you know, That's the one thing I've learned from the pandemic. I'm just going to name drop a lot more. I was at his house. I walked into his kitchen and said, "Hey, mind if I help myself to a banana?" And they said, "Yeah, go for it." So I did. That's the level of comfort.
How'd you eat the banana? Do you tear the tip off, or do you hold it upside down and break off the bad part at the end first?
I do it the wrong way. I mean, I know there's the way the monkeys do it, which is the right way, but I do it the wrong way. And then I had to go outside, and I didn't know what to do with my banana peel, because I was like, oh, now I'm holding this banana peel, because it just turned out that I happened to be walking outside as I was holding the banana peel. Normally, if I were at literally anyone else's house, yes, including Chrissy Teigen's house, I would have just whipped the banana peel on the front lawn or something. But I thought, no, Dave, that's not the move right now. So I said, hey, can you throw this banana peel out? And his lovely wife said, yeah, I'll throw it out in the house. Because she knew. She was like, this guy's unhinged a little bit. He's thinking of whipping the banana peel. Anyway, these are the kind of celebrity stories I'm telling post-pandemic. What do you think, Chris? Will this help our ratings?
Hold on. I'm sound checking Jesse. Sorry.
Oh, gosh. You're so busy.
It's absolutely helping the ratings, I think.
Oh, good. This is really great.
There's a little banana story.
Because I have all sorts of celebrity tales. Oh, I won't tell tales out of school. Don't get me wrong.
You can like tell anonymous. You can like drop stories without names.
Oh, like the gossip pages you used to do. I don't know if they're around anymore.
Blind items, I believe they're called.
The blind items were like who, what?
Yeah, blind item.
What?
Sexy music.
Mysterious. What? What famous starlet flooded the toilet at Tavern on the Green?
And then you can tell me and Chris off air.
Yeah, I'll be like, you didn't hear it from me, but someone mentioned Curtis Stigers. I'm finding Curtis Stigers to be my favorite guest. He is one of the great guests. This is a good celebrities. This
the Idaho.
I was talking to Curtis Stigers today, Jazz Cat, Curtis Stigers, and something is wrong with my phone. I was riding my bike up along the Hudson, not in traffic, so I don't mind, you know, taking a few calls. So I was talking to him, my phone kept hanging up, and then the phone was in my pocket, and then all of a sudden a totally different voice says, "Dave, you're FaceTiming me." And I was like, who is this? And I pulled the phone out of my pocket. It was the hilarious comedian, my dear friend, Ian Abramson, shirtless on his couch in Los Angeles. And I FaceTimed with him, and I was like, hey, I can't be FaceTiming on a bike. Gotta go, pal.
You know, I saw Ian Abramson on an episode of Gary Busey, Pet Judge.
Oh, yeah. He was on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was kind of surreal to, cause like I was just watching that show because it's ridiculous, and then he popped up. He's kind of like the.
Have you ever heard from Gary lately?
I saw Gary Busey on something or another recently, one of the greats.
Okay. Kind of post pandy, where I'm just I think we should just kind of do a grand check in of our of the people who have given us such joy in the past.
So you went with Banksy and Dick Cavett?
Yeah, why the heck not?
Those are both great choices.
Banksy was the musical guest. That was the kind of the twist on that.
I love it. Speaking of musical and just guests in general, I think I'm combining all sorts of words at once. Our guest Jesse Paris Smith is ready, Chris?
Yeah, she's good to go.
All right, well, Elvira, we're going to let you sally forth into the night.
Before I go, I just want to compliment you. I want to compliment you on the Dead Kennedys inspired Dave Hill shirt. I got it from, I think, King Print.
And King's screen, yeah.
They didn't smell like pickles.
It did not smell like pickles? Was that the hope?
Yeah, it was a good job they did. It's a nice high-quality print that stands up in a dryer.
It is. They do quality work. Kingscreen.com. Yeah, that was limited edition. I'm making myself a note. Reminding myself I need to check in with him.
I want you guys to know that our lives are better because of the work you do, and I look forward to talking to you in the future.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice to hear. Thank you, Elvira. Have a lovely evening.
Take care.
That's always nice to hear. Because you
know, always end on a good note.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
And we host Still Buffering, a cross-generational guide to the culture that made us.
Every week, we share media that made us who we are. Things like Archie Comics,
Sailor Moon,
and lots of Taylor Swift.
And now that Riley's an adult, it comes with 100% more butts.
And now I am totally comfortable with it.
So check out new episodes of Still Buffering every Thursday on MaximumFun.org.
Butts, butts, butts. Join in, Riley. Butts, butts, butts.
Butts, 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 butts.
We have wasted this world. Our magic put a storm in the sky that has rendered the surface of our planet uninhabitable. But beneath the surface, well, that's another story entirely. In a city built leagues below the apocalypse, survivors of the storm forge paths through a strange new world. Some seek salvation for their homeland above. Others seek to chart the vast undersea expanse outside the city's walls. And others still seek what else? Fortune and glory. Dive into the Aether Sea, the latest campaign from the Adventure Zone, every other Thursday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Should we bring our lovely guest on, Jesse Parrish-Smith?
Let's do it.
From Parts Unknown.
Are you going to introduce her or should I just...
Let me introduce her. Let me give her a glowing. Our guest tonight is making her a triumphant return to the show. She's one of my favorite people on planet Earth and one of my favorite guests ever on this show and a dear friend. And I think we're going to get toast tomorrow if everything goes as planned. I know where she lives, but I'm not going to say her address because I'm a gentleman. No, that would be weird if I said her address. I feel like I just had a stroke. This intro has gone off the rails. She's an amazing musician. She's an activist. She is so much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse Parrish-Smith. Where is she?
Hi! Hello.
Oh my gosh, there she is.
Hi. It's really, really hot. That's why I have this super cool.
Yeah, you look like you look great. Let's get that out of the way.
It's a good look, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a look.
It's a strong look. It's a hot time summer in the city.
You kind of sang that. Maybe that can be one of the songs that we do for a duet at a concert next.
We're going to do a duet. This is breaking. We're going to do our show.
Next Friday.
July 23rd, City Winery. Pandemonium. Still a few tickets left.
Hot items. Those are selling like hotcakes. You better move fast if you want to join the party, right?
Yeah, you got to move fast. You gotta move fast.
I think that we were texting about perhaps doing some kind of a raffle or some kind of thing so to get someone membership into the Dangerous Snakes Paid Bullshit Gang.
Yeah, maybe like if you buy... I don't know what the thing is. I guess we should figure this out.
I thought we could ask someone for... Like, that would maybe be a little bit too complicated because I thought that we should have... people put in submissions for what song we should do together, and then pick our choice, and then we learn the song, and we perform the song together, and that person gets a t-shirt.
Oh, gets a t-shirt if we pick the shirt. I mean, if we pick the song. I have struggled with basic words and the English language. I struggle. Spot center, na-na-na. I don't know if this was a suggestion of a song, but said Hot Child in the City. Do you know that song?
You were just singing it. You said Hot Time in the City. You said a lyric.
That's a different song. Hot Time, Summer in the City.
That's Love and Spoonful.
Hot Child in the City is by Nick Gilder.
So maybe what we do is a mashup, like a medley, and we mix them together.
Oh, put them all together. Well, there's a nice, the Love and Spoonful song, there's a good keyboard section. And, okay, this is exciting.
Are you writing this down? Or are you texting friends?
No, I'm doing research. I'm not texting. I'm not one of those people who's like, I'm going to give in.
Halfway?
I was merely doing some research on Nick Gilder, who sings Hot Child in the City.
But what do you mash up between them?
See, this is the problem. He's Canadian. We've established this. Hot Child in the City. Number one song. Can we play a little Hot Child in the City?
Yeah.
Just so people know what I'm talking about. I think it's one of the greatest songs ever. I mean, that's a bit strong, but it's really good. I love it. I'm not afraid to call something one of the greatest songs ever. Just for no reason. Even though it's
always true.
No one knows where she came from or what her game was.
Should we just do songs about how hot it is outside? Just a whole night of weather songs?
I think, oh my God, people love weather songs.
Yeah, and themed events.
Yes.
It's raining men.
Yeah, see?
I love all this.
Together.
What else?
We could do...
We want to stick with the current weather or all kinds of weather?
We'll do Baby It's Cold Outside. Isn't that song they say, like, you can't sing that anymore?
But we can change the words to Baby It's Hot Outside.
Baby It's Hot Outside. Yeah, and then the whole song will change meaning. And then there's the other song, Coldest Night of the Year by Vashti Bunyan. Bunyan? How do you say her last name? Vashti Bunyan? Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
You guys don't know who Vashti Bunyan is?
I do.
Oh, jeez. I just can't.
You're saying it right.
I know, but just the situations I run into when people don't have basic working knowledge of stuff that I like. this is Nick Gilder.
You have your blue guitar. This was part of our band instrumentation. Blue instruments.
Take your pick. I have several blue guitars.
Danger in the shape of something wild.
Okay, stop that right there. Wait, no, let it keep going. No, keep going.
He's a hungry child.
See, this is what I was afraid of.
What are you afraid of?
At some point, I realized that for whatever reason, I'm sure it has something to do with like record label hijinks or Nick Gilder trying to break away. By the way, I would argue this is maybe the only podcast out there that's going in deep about Nick Gilder right now. But basically, he re-recorded his biggest hit, Hot Child in the City. And everyone thinks you can re-record a song.
I hate that.
And no one's going to notice or whatever.
There's some,
but
really,
it's never ever the same.
There's some really, really horrible hip hop re-recordings on Spotify.
It's not just Taylor Swift doing it.
No, a lot of it, I guess they don't own the rights to the recording, so they just re-record their songs.
Yeah, thinking everyone's going to be as psyched with the new version. Well, guess what? No, we're not. None of us are.
The only one I've heard that was actually good was Jeff Lynne re-recorded like all of ELO's biggest hits and actually sounded really awesome.
I'm going to have to check that out.
But that's Jeff Lynne, you know.
Def Leppard did it with a few songs, and guess what?
Oh, those are horrible.
Doesn't sound good at all.
They re-recorded Pour Some Sugar on Me in a different key, I guess, okay. So you could hit the...
Yeah, I didn't come here to take any shots at Joe Elliott, singer of Def Leppard, but you can't go on singing those songs forever. Your body's just not going to do it.
So we've gone fully, like, beyond just remastered releases where that was the trick to get the sort of new rights on it. Now they're just re-recording. How long has this been going on? I'm in the dark.
You can't. It's been going on since time immemorial, whatever that saying is. But it's like, it would be like, oh, I know, I can't make the Big Mac anymore. I'll just make another hamburger with all the same stuff that I find in my kitchen, and it'll be just as good. Well, no, it's not.
Why are they re-recording it, not just performing it in a different studio?
I think it's like some sort of label hijinks, like the labels got them hamstrung or strong-armed, whatever.
So are you saying this is a re-recorded version?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, now I remember the Black Crowes did this, but they did an acoustic sort of like new take on older songs and then re-released it as like a greatest hits recorded live.
Wait, Black Crowes did a Nick Gilder cover?
Not a Nick Gilder cover, but this format of going in and re-recording stuff. I'm sure it got weird with them, but...
I'm just saying, like, and you can hear... It's not the same, because even if your voice is still just as good, you can't, the phrasing is never the same.
Magic's gone.
No one wants that. Can't be done. I'm enraged.
There must be one example of
like new... Oh, like a new, yeah, someone who did it right, like... Well, the one example would be Freedom 90 by George Michael, which I think is vastly superior to Freedom 89, the lesser known version.
I didn't know there was a Freedom.
There wasn't like a Freedom. Uh-huh. There was not a Freedom 89. I can't believe that. Did Freedom 90, it must have come out in 90, right?
Oh, yeah.
How is that song, which, by the way... And I'll invite all three of you to weigh in on this. Jesse, I'll start with you. Is Freedom 90, is it or is it not one of the... Do you know the song Freedom 90, right?
I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
I don't know it.
What? Jesse, you're lying. You know, if I would have known you were going to come on the show and just lie.
Listen, sing a little bit of it.
Okay. Dun, 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 dun. I won't let you down. I won't give you up. Oh, here we go. This is the song we should do. Knows when I was a young boy, didn't know what I wanted to be.
Sorry.
Well, you would have only been like 3 years old or something when it came out.
I was born in 87.
Okay, so you would have been 3 years old, and I guess I would wager that your parents were not cranking Freedom 90 in their home. No. Just if I could put... just guessing, even though if you were to tell me, oh, actually, my parents love George Michael, and I grew up listening to Freedom 90 in the house as a little child.
Yes or no?
I would have been surprised, but I would have been like, "Wow, that's really cool."
We had that album in my home growing up. It was like one of those Columbia club things, like they send you CDs. Remember that? You get like 8 CDs for like a penny.
Yeah. Yeah, and the trick used to be that you would have it sent to a different address and wait for it to show up, and then you just go grab it.
Slick.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have it sent to a different address?
They
never pin it on you. Never. I can't believe you don't know that song. I'm going to make you listen to it over and over, and then you'll be like, oh my gosh, how did I ever listen to any other songs besides this one?
And then that's going to be it.
It has like 7 choruses. It hits what you think is the chorus.
So good.
Okay. Okay.
Have you even said who does this song? I don't know. Does Jesse know?
George Michael. Didn't I say that? George Michael. This is why I'm a horrible podcast host. I've talked about the song Freedom 90. What did you say?
This is riveting stuff.
It's riveting stuff, but I've talked about a song for a solid 10 minutes without mentioning who sings it, which is George Michael.
It's very not alienating at all.
It's not. Alienating. This is how I refine my audience.
It's a very exclusive.
What's that?
Very exclusive conversation.
If you know Freedom 90 or you don't.
Yeah. I have to explain it.
Wait. So now that I've said, well, now that we've played it for you, and 10 minutes later said, "Oh, it's by George Michael." now do you totally know it?
I do not. I've also heard it, and I didn't recognize it.
I can't believe this. I can't believe you've gone through life not knowing the greatest song of all time.
Oh, okay.
What, you probably thought it was, what, Eleanor Rigby or some bullshit? I don't even know. Is that a good candidate, Eleanor Rigby?
Yeah.
I think that's never been one of my favorites, but I think comedically, that's the funniest thing you could say.
All right, yeah. Well, that was my chops coming out.
What's your favorite Beatles song?
Mine.
Yes, you say
it. I would say. Maybe Only Sleeping, or I was like she said. I basically like Revolver.
Yeah.
That's pretty much, if it's on Revolver, then that's my favorite one.
Are you the kind of person who like always enjoys the Beatles, or do you go through phases, like extremes? So some people have like Beatles like waves throughout their life, and some people just always love them.
That's a very good question. I will say I pretty much the sort of waves bands that I have, I think it's lesser bands that I have, like, you know, like Lynyrd Skynyrd. There's been times in my life where I'm like, you know what? I'm full up. I could go another 5 years without hearing Lynyrd Skynyrd again and I'd be good. But when I do, I'll be glad. No, Beatles, I think I always am into them, and I'm never like, oh, turn off the Beatles. But, you know, if I can name another song, I'm guessing the other day, I was back in Ohio for the hand blowing off holiday, and, a little song called, I think I killed a bug, not to brag. I don't try to do such things. It just happens. I know. Do you know the song "Caught Up in You" by 38 Special?
Oh God, I love that song.
Pull up Caught Up in You by 38 Special, Chris. But this is song. It's the kind of song is playing pretty much somewhere always in Ohio.
Why did you bring it up? In what context?
It was just on the radio. Wait, listen. Okay. Everyone in the band has a beard, by the way, which is an important thing to know while you're listening.
Don't knock the beard.
Just creating a picture. Okay, they're rocking. Keep it going. Do you know this song, Jesse?
No.
Okay.
How much work did that song actually take him to make? I have to ask.
Didn't they have two drummers or something? Something weird like that?
I think they did have two drummers. I will say, as much as I would have been surprised if Jesse's parents played Freedom 90 by George Michael in the house frequently during her youth, I would have been even more surprised if she had said, gosh, my parents really loved some 38 Special around the house when I was a kid. But I heard that song the other day and I thought, you know what I bet is awesome? Standing on stage being in 38 Special playing this song. They're probably just like, fuck yeah, this song's amazing. And everyone's just, because you're like, they're playing like it's outside. Everyone's wearing cut-off jean shorts. It's hot. And 38 Special's just taking the stage. Cold beers all around. Yeah, oh, people are...
38 Special's what's a that? Gun. There is, that's a gun, right? A 38 Special?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean...
Their music sounds like something that no one who owns a gun would write or listen to.
They're, you know what I mean?
No, I just Googled pictures. They're having a lot of fun. They are all teeth, all smiles, and all these things.
I'd be curious what photos of 38 Special you're looking at, because I know that 38 Special, they were kind of like of the Lynyrd Skynyrd. I think they even had like one of the guys in 38 Special was the
younger brother, yeah.
They were like kind of a whiskey drinking kind of like southern rock band. And then at one point they had videos on MTV, like in the early days of MTV, back when Jesse's parents were playing Freedom 90 around the house. And at one point, clearly there had been an intervention with the members of 38 Special where they were like, hey, what do you say we get you guys a makeover? Let's trim those beards. Let's get you in the shower. Let's take some showers, guys. And they put like Miami Vice suits on them and stuff. And they had this, it was just so bad because you're like, these guys look kind of tough. Like they would just be like, you know, fighting people in a roadhouse somewhere. And then they got a makeover to look like Miami Vice extras or something. And I think that spelled the end of their career. Saddest story ever told.
Downloads for them after this radio program?
What's that?
Think you'll help them have a spike in downloads after this radio program?
I think so. I mean, like, if anything, if this show is good for anything, it's the Dave Hill effect, I like to call it. If you come on this show, something is even mentioned, its popularity is going to spike. What's that?
Shark Tank for a business?
I'm like a one-man Shark Tank. That's the show where the people come on and they're like, I'm out, right?
Oh, yeah.
think so, yeah.
Or is it?
Very strange description, but yeah.
What do you guys think of this? This is my idea, and I'm copywriting it by saying it on this globally popular podcast.
Timestamp it.
Timestamping it. This guy I know has a coffee shop in Ohio. I'll call him a friend, even though, you know, we haven't hung out that much. I call him my best friend. I'm escalating it. Just on the off chance he's listening, he'll be like, whoa, he's just saying he knows me. I could deal with an upgrade. He has a coffee shop called Relax, It's Just Coffee. Which I think is their way of saying, like, we only sell coffee. I don't know. I've not been to the coffee concern. But so they gave me an idea. I want to have a coffee shop called Anxiety Attack.
That's good.
Don't you think, wouldn't you go to Anxiety Attack? If you're walking down the street and there's like, Anxiety Attack, come on in.
I feel like the line should be really stressful. Like, it should be really tight. It should have someone yelling at you, like, next!
And like, high-pitched, you know, fast-paced piano music playing over the speakers.
Yeah, it'd be like Joe's Crab Shack. Like, where the waiters are rude on purpose.
Yeah.
It could be like that, but for coffee.
My brother wanted to open a coffee shop called Just
What was it called?
He thought of it like Just Coffee. That's why I'm like,
Just Coffee?
He always comes up with ideas. My brother has all these new ideas.
Your brother Jackson Smith, who's been on this program.
I think we lost.
Do we lose Jessie?
She's in trouble there.
Jessie.
She froze. You want to take
a call? Text her that she froze. Oh, Jessie's back. Jessie, you froze.
She froze again.
Oh no, this is awful.
Want to take a call for a second and give her a chance to work herself out?
Yeah.
Let's take a call.
Carl, you there?
Hello. Hey.
Oh, is this the pride of Merrickville, Canada?
Yeah, eh?
Niels, hey. Jesse's frozen.
Yeah. How are you guys?
Good. Oh, yes. Good. How are you doing?
Yeah, I see that. I think I'm frozen. Oh, no, I'm doing all right.
What's happening up in Canada?
We have good.
Doesn't sound like the best one, Nils, to be honest.
Wait, what did he say?
No, yeah. I can hear you. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah. We just have a delay.
There's like a 7-second delay.
International call.
Poopy. Yeah, and the sad thing is, I had a question for Jessie, but I guess I'll stick with you guys.
Well, she's going to be back in a second. She just texted me, said, I said, Zoom back in. She said, I'm trying.
We were doing well, too.
Chris, are you checking?
I'm checking, yeah. I'm waiting. No dice yet.
Said her internet is horrible. She might have to join on her phone. Well, she can do that. You can just use your phone to zoom in. We're sorting it out in real time. Crisis. Niels, what's happening up there in Merrickville?
Oh, not too much. Just on time off, having a beer in the shed. Like,
oh, nice.
Finally able to enjoy some. Good time hour with you guys.
Yeah, where you been?
Yeah.
It's been a while. Mm-hmm. I've just been working my anus off.
That's
your anus. That's
like a pink sock.
Is that the pink sock.
I think I lift things so heavy it actually dropped. But anyways. Thinking about your clothing line, Dave, that you mentioned very early in the show?
Yes.
Yeah. We have a person up here that you met, actually. And remember that one time you came up with Joe? Brian's wife makes kimonos, and she doesn't even know it, but I'm offering her services. I mean, that'd be sounds like it'd be up your alley.
Yeah, please. I love it.
Yeah, they're pretty. They're pretty cool. They're pretty cool.
I'm in. I like a nice kimono, or I like any wrapping myself in any fabrics, really. Do we lose Dez?
Fantastic.
I'm here.
Oh, there's Dez. There's Nils.
All right. Well, when Jesse gets back on, ask her to play that massive keyboard behind her. I don't know if she knows any 38 special, but
I know we. Well, I. Maybe, she's Chris. She says she's waiting.
Get a little tinkle out of her.
Chris, is she's not there?
No, I'm looking. I'm in the meeting. I don't see her.
I don't have her on hold here.
Oh man.
Oh, this is brutal.
This show.
Should we do some crime blotter in the meantime?
Oh, we might have to. This is a nightmare.
All right,
delay
guys,
on the Skype.
You have a good night, because I can hardly hear you. So
thank you, Nils. Yeah, we got this delay.
I don't know, some antennas in here.
International delay.
See you later, man.
Delay.
Yeah, oh, see you guys.
All right, thank you, Nils. Oh man, I tell you. Well, I think Jesse's trying. Yeah, let's just see what we got in the crime blotter. We're never gonna take out those murder podcasts with these problems that we're having.
You the music.
Things were so good. I talked about Freedom 90 for a really long time, which always puts me in a good mood.
Sure. I'm happy thinking about it.
Are you able to get Jesse in, Chris?
We're working on it.
Oh man, this show.
Looks like he's just sitting there, though.
What a nightmare. Okay, this is the crime blotter, wherein we take a look at some of America's lesser crimes, which just so happen to have taken place in northeastern Ohio, where I'm from. This one, strap yourselves in. Naked man found wandering on Walker Road. This is from the Avon Lake police blotter.
My friend
Art was from Avon Lake. I don't know if he still lives there. I haven't seen him in some time.
Does he have family there?
He did. Probably still does.
Could be him. One of them.
Oh, yeah. You raise a good point. Disorderly conduct. I don't know why they call it disorderly conduct.
I think the orderly thing to do is wear clothes out in the woods.
I guess. Around 3:40 p.m., June 18th, there were multiple reports of a naked man in front of the Drug Mart Plaza. The suspect was taken into custody after a struggle. I love that there was a struggle with a naked man, and was transported to the Avon Cleveland Clinic emergency room. He was charged with disorderly conduct, persisting.
I love the soundtrack for this story.
Oh, there's Jesse.
Was that soundtrack on purpose for that?
Yeah. Jesse's joining us again. Jesse, we were just doing a little crime blotter, reporting on some of the crimes. There was a naked man. Drug Mart Plaza is pretty much like a CVS. Naked, 3:40 in the afternoon. This man is a hero. And I love that there was a struggle. If I'm ever naked in front of a suburban pharmacy, you can bet your ass I'm going to put up a struggle when they try to come get me.
It's got to be a difficult situation for the law enforcement to commit to. You don't want to go all in.
There's no way you're not going to get some ass on you, or like some dude's going to get his balls on you. Something. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
If there's a struggle, you're getting one of the two on you. That's just science.
Have you ever seen nudity in the subway?
Seen it. I'm trying to think. I've probably seen a few asses.
Yeah, asses. I've seen a few penises, I think.
I've seen, I think, people openly masturbating in New York City at least 3 times in my life.
I'm really considering whether or not I should have returned, just to be honest.
Maybe
it was fate being like, get out of there now.
No, Jesse.
Shut down, you gotta get out. Don't
Jesse, Jesse, now you, now. Well, we're welcoming back to this show, Jesse Paris Smith.
She was just
musician, activist, so much more. Jesse will be joining me July 23rd, along with Caitlin Cook and Jim Tews at City Winery, where we'll be doing
38 special.
Oh my God. Maybe that's what we should do. 38 special.
I think so.
All right.
It was going to be the George Michael song, but I think they might have won the contest.
Well, the one thing is Freedom 90 is, it's a little complicated. It's a little more complicated than the 38 special song. But there is a really great piano part that you could play. Do you have
Freedom 90? Maybe we play the Freedom 90 piano part on the 38 special song.
Oh, like a mashup.
Yeah, and that's the mashup.
I love it.
So.
Now, Jesse, are you set up to play any music for us tonight, or are those instruments sleeping behind you?
I think that this is a very dangerous, precarious. I think I'll just let you use your imagination.
Oh, all right. Well, I like this because this is going to make people want to come on the July 23rd even more so, which is a mere, 11 days away. Coming fast and hard.
Are you excited?
I'm super pumped.
It's going to be comedy, music, stories. What can people expect?
All of it. Basically, if you like being entertained, you've just hit a street called easy. Because July 23rd, it's going to be comedy, music, ass kicking. And,
at City Winery in the loft. I'm so excited to see the loft. I've only been in the main space and in the new location. I haven't seen the loft. Have you seen it?
I have not. I've not even been in the new location.
Oh.
I'm going to be there tomorrow.
You are?
Snooping around.
Can I come with you?
Yeah, totally.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go there tomorrow.
And we can get pancakes, not toast. Why did you say toast?
I don't know. I was just... Yeah. I don't know.
That's the Dave Hill Instagram breakfast. I don't need to be part of that. I just want to get pancakes, bacon, and over easy eggs. That's what I love. Silver Dollar pancakes are my favorites.
Wait, you have bacon, eggs, and pancakes all at once?
Yes. But because you get the over easy eggs and then you have them with the pancakes, so they go together. And then extra bonus if you get a little tiny bit of like a fruit situation, but you don't need the food as long as you have the over easy eggs and
it's doable and it's together. All doable. I would say I like eggs and
some people get scrambled eggs with their pancakes and I don't understand
that. No, that's insane.
Too much fluffy stuff. It's a lot of fluff. You need
that's the... literally the definition of insanity.
What's your breakfast lumberjack situation? That's
I stopped eating bacon, which is real. I've stopped eating bacon and sausage, which has really...
Ed is shaking his head at you.
Ed, move.
Well, in terms of like throwing down at breakfast, it kind of throws a bit of a wrench into the engine. Because I do enjoy those foods, but I have not had any in several years.
Several years? Wow.
About 6 years, maybe. Doesn't make me better than anyone. Stop it. I do like blueberry pancakes quite a bit. And then I just drink a ton of coffee. And then some eggs over easy. I'm into that.
I had some eggs over easy just before.
Just before the show tonight?
7:30 they were going down. Yeah.
Nighttime eggs. I love that. That's
it. Oh, I love a nice nighttime egg.
How did you cook them?
I cooked up the Taylor ham first, and then I just cracked them into the hot cast iron skillet after the Taylor Hammond concert. 35. Hell yeah.
Oh, that's living.
That's real deal.
Mm-hmm. That's luxury living.
Felt good. Felt good about it.
That's the sweet life. Oh my gosh.
You okay?
I mean, I'll tell you, I'm not only I'm okay, but I'm getting pretty excited about breakfast, if I'm honest.
Yeah. But it's going to be evening. What time is your appointment to visit?
To visit City Winery?
Because will it be breakfast or will it be a nighttime egg?
It's in the nighttime.
So we could do a nighttime egg.
We could. Totally doable.
Really?
1,000%.
Do you have a favorite New York City diner?
I like I don't know how to say it because I'm just a simple man. Le Bon Bonheur on Hudson over there.
That's a classic, good one.
Classic. I like that over there because it's near where I live. One time I saw Keith Urban and what's his wife, Nicole Kidman, walk by.
Wow.
Just
what's like, his wife? That's nice.
What's that?
What's his wife? It's a nice
question. What's his wife called? I was saying, even though in my brain I have a much greater working knowledge of Nicole Kidman, I don't know why I struggled there, but I don't know why I drag them into this, because it's not like certainly have had many other better celebrity sightings, don't get me wrong. I like to go there because their blueberry pancakes are they do it right. Like, because there's the Waverly Diner, they just throw, you get blueberry pancakes there and they're very nice, great diner, don't get me wrong, but when you get blueberry pancakes, it's in like, it's not in the pancake, it's just like thrown on top. They're like, fuck off, here's your blueberries. We're giving you regular pancakes, and then like,
so they just serve regular pancakes and just pour some blueberries
and they
over?
Put like blueberries and, you know, in like some jelly.
They're, yeah.
It's the same amount of effort to just put it in the batter though.
Well, principal issue. I don't know. It's just fucking bullshit is what it is. Yeah, you gotta, don't, Jesse Paris Smith.
Yeah.
You know what I've never asked you?
What?
How did you get the name Paris as your middle name? And you don't have to.
It's a very precious tale. But
you don't have to answer. Is it, okay, you don't have to tell me. What is it? What's the reason?
Precious tale. I can tell you in private. It's a little too precious of a tale.
Okay, all right. We will not get it out of her tonight, folks. I was going for an exclusive. Okay. Second part of that question, Jesse Paris Smith.
Yes.
Grammy nominated Jesse Paris Smith.
Would you like to see my medal? I got it in the mail.
Wait, they give you a medal if you don't win a Grammy? They're like, here's a medal?
Yeah, you get a nomination medal. Look, isn't it pretty?
That's amazing.
That's awesome. Nice.
That's really nice. I wish you should... How did you not win a Grammy?
Because... They had to make a choice, and they chose someone else.
They can fuck off.
That guy heard of Freedom 90, though.
Oh. That's true, you know?
Wait a minute. So, was it the most recent Grammy Awards that you were nominated for a Grammy?
Yes, they were aired in March.
Okay, so you, Laurie Anderson... And this is where I'm starting to go off the rails. You're putting the medal on. I don't know why you don't wear the medal all the time. And Tenzin, I'm screwing up his last name.
Chogyul.
See, I screwed it up twice.
You're great.
I screwed it up in my mind, and then when I said it out loud, I screwed it up. Anyway, the three of you, you made an album. How come you didn't come up with it? Do you think you didn't win the Grammy because you didn't? Yeah, Songs from the Bardo, right? And you have all three of your names. There's a picture of you guys. You guys all look amazing.
Thank you.
I've met Tenzin.
You have?
Yeah.
We met outside of Joe's Coffee.
Joe's Coffee on Waverly.
Yeah. And, by the Waverly Diner.
It literally is right down the block. The Blue River Pancakes. I've been shit-talking forever now. So, my question is, do you think you would have won the Grammy if you guys came up with like a cool band name instead of just having three names? When you didn't, I'm not trying to cause you any pain or suffering, because I know it's frustrating to not win a Grammy, because I've not won, literally every year I've not won a Grammy in my life. So, but if you guys had come up with a band name like 38 Special.
I think if we did 38 Special, it would have been a shoo-in.
It's for taken. Sure. I mean, that's taken, no, but you know, I mean, you could have been like
39 Special, like how Fleet of 90 you said was after Fleet of 89.
Yeah, what if you did that? Don't you think you definitely would have won a Grammy?
Absolutely. 39 Special. That's where we went.
Who now. Do you know who they gave the Grammy? You guys were nominated for Best New Age Album.
Yes. I would rather not been put on the spot this way, because I feel a little bit bad that I forgot the gentleman's name at the moment.
Oh, we'll edit this part out.
I think his name, the album was called Guitar Stories.
Oh, fuck that.
This is too much negativity.
I'm just kidding. No, he's amazing. We'll edit this part out.
That's the right attitude to have, though. You know, you're not hung up on it. You're not.
No, it's just an honor.
It's amazing. I just still think if you would have changed the name of the group to 38 Special.
It's good to keep in mind for when we do our band, we should not be Dayville and Jesse Pitts. We should be 39 Special.
39 Special.
Right?
Definitely. We totally.
Or Freedom.
91.
22.
Freedom 2022.
Right?
I do kind of like 39 Special.
I think 39 Special is nice.
That's kind of great. Right? Okay, backing up to the question, I'm not going to ask you how you got the middle name Paris. My guess is it has something to do with the city of Paris, France.
It does not.
Okay. Whatever. Okay.
It could be Paris, Texas. You don't know.
Oh, see, now she's giving us a little nugget to run with.
Or to throw you up.
It's a movie, isn't it?
Yeah, I right lied to you, Dave.
Really more to us. This is, oh.
What do you guys know, you know, the these, put them on the end of chords. I don't know why, but I love these. I just always buy them. I have so many.
Oh, they're the adapters?
When you have one, when you need it, you know, like the way that I feel when I'm like, oh, I need to plug this in and I have one, it's very empowering. And I know I just have so many. I have like 40 of them. They're all over the place.
For the listener, she's describing the 1/8 inch to a 1/4 inch adapter.
Oh my God, those are great to have.
Right?
And I can tell you, I have a couple myself. I have one staring at me right now. And I can tell you, I feel that same satisfaction every time I'm able to be like, oh yeah, it's right here.
There's things I don't even need that I feel the same way. Like drum keys. I don't play drums. I love having a couple drums key or like a capo. I don't play guitar, but it's like, oh, where's my capo? And you're like, I have one. I got you. Oh, those too. Yes, those. These things. Yeah. If you have one of these when you need it, you feel like a hero. You feel
amazing. Okay. I believe that is the adapter from the thing that goes into the iPhone that allows you to plug.
The dongle.
It's a dongle. It's a thing. It's the thing, like, because Apple change the thing on the iPhone just to, as a major. Is there a company on planet Earth that rewards the loyalty of its customers by telling them to fuck off every time they come off? Oh, here's the new version of that. Go fuck yourselves. Everything that worked for you before doesn't work anymore. We found a new way to make all your other stuff obsolete. That's Apple.
But it's like this. I love having this. You know,
I have that.
Why'd you take away the CD input?
Jesse is now, just to be clear. Yeah, Jesse's holding up a CD. I remember when they started putting the computers it's a CD player. I have one, not to brag.
No, but it's to connect to the computer, you know?
That's exactly right.
These little tools, they're very empowering, and they make me feel happy. You know, they might just be a little piece of metal, a little piece of jungle, but they give you a good feeling. When you have them, they make you feel a little bit more in control, a little bit more like things are going to be okay.
When you're at a gig and you don't have the right one.
Nightmare.
You could save someone's life with those.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true. Jesse.
Yes.
I have to ask you what's going on. Jesse is also one of the... Are you the main person or one of the main people? I don't know titles of Pathway to Paris, an organization that fights climate change.
Yes.
I'm doing it an injustice by describing it that way. I'm simplifying it.
It's okay. I don't mind.
But you know, I'm just from the mean streets of suburban Cleveland.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just trying to keep up.
You're a simple man. You're a man of the people.
But that's part of my charm. A simple man.
Do you prefer Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd or Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young?
I think Lynyrd Skynyrd. I think it's really good.
Hey, we have a super chat.
It's my favorite. That's my favorite Lynyrd Skynyrd song, I have to say.
Really?
I'm glad you brought it up.
What?
We have a super chat.
What's a super chat?
That people pay cold hard cash to have us read their comment on the air of this massively popular show. Elvira Canaveral writes, 38, for a band name, he suggests 38 special needs.
Spatial?
No. Oh, he
meant special, though. He corrected.
Did he correct it? Oh, yeah.
I think
38 special needs. That is actually not bad.
I'm going to say no, thank you.
It might not be as good as 39. I like 39 special because of it's a bit of a fuck you to 38 special. Even though
I thought it was an homage. We don't want to be rude.
It is homage. But I like that it's one better than 38 special.
Or 37 special.
It could be argued that it's only 1/100 better.
Yeah, right? We got another super chat here.
Because
they're pouring in.
Oh my gosh. Super chat.
Hot topics.
Matt Arnold writes, poached eggs, sunny side up or over easy. Choose wisely, please. And thank you. I gotta say, I prefer an over easy egg if I had to choose. Because over easy, it cooks the yolk a little bit, but not too much. You still have a bit of yolk to have fun with your toast. But sunny side up, then it's like, what do you think? You have all the toast in the world? No.
I think it really depends on what is being served with the egg.
Yeah, that's more of a toast question. Wouldn't you say?
What's the thing when you cut the hole in it? Sun in the
bird's nest.
Bird's nest.
Oh, and you put the egg. That's
the egg in there. Yeah.
You ever do that?
That's a stepdad egg. That's a stepdad kind of score points for his new kids. But it's not going to work. You're not my real dad.
No.
That's what that is. No. Oh, really? You carved out some bread and then cooked an egg inside of it?
He's trying.
Yeah, well, it's not going to work. You're not my real dad.
But why? He's been here for you.
Nope. Sorry. Not falling for it.
Feels like a case-by-case situation.
Yeah, you might be right.
You know? I like how there's a lot of different names for that, and people really insist that your name is wrong. Because I've heard a lot of different names for it, and they're like, no, it's not called that. It's called Sunshine in a Hole or something. And you're like, why? It's not, like, why can't there be more than one name for this?
Yep.
Funny. Did Jesse. You know what?
Oh, I'm sorry. You go ahead.
No, I just thought of... For some reason, that made me think of cornhole, because some people call it bags, and some people call it cornhole, and then they have these really silly arguments about what it's supposed to be called. And then I remembered that the other day, I was at my mom's house, and I turned the TV on, and I was just, like, poking around on the guide, and there was a cornhole competition on TV, and I watched it for a while.
Is there anything sadder?
No, it was riveting!
Wow.
Cornhole.
Listen, guys, you didn't know about cornhole competitions. I didn't know about Freedom 90. We're teaching each other.
I knew there was, but I'm just saying, like, you were like, what are the different names for cornhole?
I played cornhole before.
Mine is, I'm leaving, because as soon as I see them, I'm like, I'm out of here.
You don't think it's fun? You haven't ever enjoyed yourself playing cornhole?
It's fun
game?
For, like, 30 seconds, and then you're like, I'm gonna hit the head.
Maybe you're not very good at it. And you get
I might not be very. You raise a good point.
I think that if you were good at it, you wouldn't be like, you'd be like more excited.
Jesse, we need to ride off into the podcasting sunset.
Sorry.
No, it's just 9:30. These are the hard rules of the show.
I think it was a good 3-4 minutes in here.
Well,
if we that was it
when we edit it down,
it's a good 3-4 minutes.
It's all Jesse. It's all killer, no filler.
That's nice.
Do you have anything you would like to plug on this wildly popular show?
I just thought about how. When I was like 20, I was in a gardening class, and the teacher said that public space plants have three different styles of flowers or plant matter in them. There's fillers, spillers, and thrillers. And you just made me think of that, because you have the filler in the area of the pot, you have the spiller that flows out of the pot, and you have the thriller in the middle. So it's thrillers, fillers, spillers. So... think about that in different contexts of your life, people.
Oh my God!
Who's the filler? Who's the spiller? Which one are you?
I love that. Wait, that's what you wanted to plug?
Because you just said, all filler, no. No, you said all thriller, no.
All killer, no. All killer, no filler.
It just made me think. I haven't thought of it, you know, in 12 years, but I just...
And now I shan't ever stop.
I think it's very thought-provoking.
It is thought-provoking.
But if I would plug, it'd be our concert. July 23rd.
July 23rd, City Winery Loft. Come on by.
Get your tickets. Come on down. We'll be there.
It's going to be nuts. Yeah. It's going to be nuts. There's going to be jokes, stories, songs. The debut of 39 Special.
Yeah.
Me, Dave Hill, Jesse Parrish-Smith, Caitlin Cook, Jim Tews. And a rabid crowd ready to get loose.
I'm excited.
It's going to be super funsies.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Thank you, Jesse Parrish-Smith. And if you would like to support this program, this slick show, go to MaximumFun.org/join. Thank you, Chris Gersbeck. Boy Criminal.
Thank you.
Thank you, New Jersey Chicken Rancher. And yeah, thanks to all of you who watched live. And thanks to all of you listening in the futuristic podcast format. There we go.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.